Just heard Where's My Beach Hat by Fleece. Before that, Duvet by Sailor, and before that, Might by Bells Larson. Those are my last songs for today. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of their week. See ya next week.
In the sauna, and you laughed at me when I called it marijuana. Everything I see now ends in a comma. Can't believe you might wanna stick around. Turning the dial in search of a station. The last 2 years, just one long staycation.
Now you're listening to a brand new, brand spanking new live episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, possibly the most overwhelming hour of music on UMFM airwaves, but we shall see, we shall see. There's a lot going on. This show wears many hats, a little bit of punk, a little bit of indie, a little bit of metal, a little bit of strangeness and weird and alternative to your alternative, as I like to say. We're coming to you live from the third floor of the University Center on the beautiful U of M campus. It's a hot one. Once again, it seems like it's always been a hot one, constant hot one for the past month or so. I'm almost used to it, which is probably a bad thing because I think I can count the number of times I've almost fainted over the past few weeks. Namely, yesterday at Pride, it just snuck up on me how I was just cooking in the sun. I'm constantly, even as I'm approaching 30, crashing that same old car. Every year, every summer comes, and I don't think I'll need sunscreen. I tan pretty easy. I won't get burned this time. And you know what happens every single year? I get completely burned. So now my shoulders, my neck, my shirt line, poor, poor shape. I'd like to say we live and learn, but I don't think this applies in this case. So I'm sitting here in the beautifully air-conditioned U of M office. Feeling a little crispy, a little crusty, but we got a great hour of music coming up. Starting things off pretty soft. Usually we have a heavy, heavy beginning, maybe a little overwhelming in that sense, but we're starting with a few moments of absolute beauty, absolute spareness and lightness, but not without its oddness. A couple of poppier math rock tunes dipping their feet in ambient and post rock, using the acoustic guitar as a tool, a surgical tool, cutting through the noise and chaos and rhythmic chaos around around it. Kicking things off, we got a band from Japan called Toe with a song whose name I cannot pronounce, but it's the fourth track from their new Sentimentality EP. Following that up with Strumbrush, a song called Rome that ends off their fantastic new album, Fate. Again, you're listening to Post Everything. This is Toe with a song that I cannot pronounce.
Thank you.
You were just listening to Rome by Strumbrush, the closing track from their fantastic new album, Fate Again. Before that, Japanese band called Toe, that's T-O-E. The track, once again, I cannot pronounce. It's all in kanji, Japanese alphabet, so I cannot read it, I cannot pronounce it, but it's the final track from their 2006 EP, New Sentimentality. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. These songs that we just listened to, I think, are such, they're such great balancing acts. There's chaos, there's mathiness, there's rhythmic wonkiness, but through it all, there's acoustic instruments that cut through all the din and all the noise with pure beauty and pure melody. There's a great balance between all this discordance, all this darkness, and all this lightness, especially on that Toe track, which almost verges on like Midwest emo, I think. Crazy, crazy stuff. But we're going to abandon the acoustic guitars and a lot of the quieter moments of beauty coming up. We got some very melodic and slightly thrashy punk tracks. We're going to ditch a lot of the clarity for a song that I've loved a lot. Not a song in particular, but an album that I've really fallen in love with, simply because the circumstances of finding it was so strange. Like the version that I first listened to, it's an album called Jumbo Hosh, from a band from, I believe, Moncton, New Brunswick, called The Disowned, from way back, I think this is, it says 1994. The version that was recommended to me on YouTube that I listened to in full is nigh unlistenable. If you look up this album, once again, Jumbo Hosh by The Disowned, and you look up the version that Transatlantic Punk, the channel, uploaded, you cannot hear most of it. It's probably some rotted tape that this guy out there uploaded. And yeah, there's no clarity. I just assumed it all sounded like this. But thankfully, there is a Bandcamp version that's a little more clear. There's still fidelity issues, but that owes to, as the credits say, that it was recorded by Ian Jensen in Nathan's basement. Who is Nathan? The bassist, apparently. So, yeah, good punk often has great fidelity issues, and that's just something you have to take with it. There's a certain joy to listening to something that almost doesn't make sense to your ears because it's so poorly mixed, so poorly recorded. Sign of care and love, I think, that goes into the music. So I'm going to play a song from it called Friday Night Smashed. But before that, another very poorly mixed but also fantastically melodic and slightly somber Husker Du song called Everything Falls Apart from their second record, which was also called Everything Falls Apart. And then even before that, kicking things off, we're going to start things off with a new song, a newish song from a band called Glady called Future Spring. Once again, feels like getting kicked in the head, but so sweet. And it hits a little close to home, not going to lie, in a way that I don't enjoy too much, but also love so much. It's from their album, No Need to Be Lonely. This is Glady, Future Spring.
Small, why do you even bother? when they don't see you at all. What makes you quiet? What keeps you small? Why do you give them power when they don't care at all? What makes you tense? What keeps you small? Why do you even?
There is nothing wrong with your radio or your speakers, probably. That's just how the song sounds. That was Friday Night Smashed by the Disowned, very, very, very obscure punk band from early 90s Moncton, New Brunswick, from an album called Jumbo Hosh. If you want to listen to more of that album in all of its low fidelity glory, you're going to have to check out either it's Atlantic Canada Punk, or Atlantic Canadian Punk, I think, YouTube channel that posts obscure gems like this, or on Bandcamp in slightly better quality. There is a Bandcamp page called Out of Print Moncton that posted it. And apparently their whole mission, of course, is to digitize out of print and hard to find classic Moncton bands and cassette only releases from decades past of Moncton, New Brunswick. And I find the last paragraph of their little write up describing themselves very, very funny. It says, "It may sound crazy. There are some people in some bands that don't want you to hear what they sounded like years ago. You won't find that here. F those people." I like the attitude. I like it. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. And before that, Disowned song was Everything Falls Apart by Husker Du. And even before that one was Future Spring by Glady. A little bit cleaner, a little bit poppier, but still kicks some butt. There's something, like I said, that I love about the low fidelity of a lot of punk records, especially from decades past, but even more so now. There's a kind of love that clearly went into it. I'm no purist. I don't think that punk music has to sound or feel a certain way or be recorded a certain way to be considered punk. Really, it's all about what attitude and what feel you're carrying into it. But there is a certain sort of passion, love of the game that I think goes into these very DIY, very low budget sort of recordings, especially something like this album, Jumbo Hosh. Once again, The Disowned, which was clearly recorded live on the floor in the bassist's basement. Fantastic stuff. We're going sticking in the 90s a little bit unintentionally. I didn't mean to pander to a lot of the 90s babies, but here we are anyways. I fell in love a few months ago. I was cynical. You can probably tell that I'm a little bit of a cynical person based on my attitude surrounding, of all things, the fidelity of the music I listen to. So I was a little cynical going into the Nine Inch Noise album that came out live from Coachella a few months ago. The collaboration between Nine Inch Nails and Boys Noize, I thought, Trent Reznor, it's a little early in your career to be doing the whole re-recording my past hits sort of packages. I came into it expecting very little, but my mind was blown. They just outright danceified some of the bleakest, most nihilistic, most misanthropic tracks of the 90s. I was especially drawn to their version of Heresy, which you will hear very soon. Very edgy song, but I like what they have to say at the end of the day. It's not for everybody, of course, but it might just be for you. Before that, another very 90s... one for the 90s babies, I think. If you were a Nirvana super fan, you'll know their cover of The Fanes, The Money Will Roll Right In, and last year slash Need, Toronto's drag industrial dance queen, I suppose, released a version of it that's super, super heavy, super punk, but once again, so, so groovy. You can dance this stuff even while it clears out your eardrums. And even before that one, a very noisy Brazilian group called Deaf Kids released an album called, I don't know how to say this, but the song is called Cicatrizes. I hope I'm right on that one. Strange, strange combination of like Afro beats going on with outright noise. It's good stuff. Depending on what you like. Anyways, Cicatrizes, Deaf Kids. Let's give it a listen. We'll be right back. There's no greater clash, I think, that I've ever heard on this show than between the dance beat that makes you just want to bust down a move on that last track and the declaration of God is dead and no one cares. Super, super bleak, contrasting with the absolute joy of the music. That was, of course, Heresy by Nine Inch Noise, the collaboration between Nine Inch Nails and Boys Noize. Go check out the whole record, Nine Inch Noise. It's quite a treat. There's a whole bunch of moments like that that are so dark but so awesome. You just can't help but dance to it. Before that was Slash Needs version of The Money Will Roll Right In, originally by Fane, later covered by Nirvana. And even before that was Deaf Kids from out of Brazil. I'm once again going to try and say this name, Cicatrizes. I'm not sure how to actually say it. It's probably Brazilian Portuguese, but I hope that you can figure out what I'm trying to say. That's the important part. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, and you probably would have guessed just by how I talk that I love a good Wikipedia deep dive. So on the way to the UMFM station here, I was reading about the whole God is dead declaration that, of course, originated with Nietzsche, but I never never really read in depth about what it means, what he meant by it, what people have guessed he means. I just kind of assumed it was a catchy little tagline that people pulled from his work and probably pulled out of context. And I was partially right. It was very, very out of context. First of all, it comes from a book called The Gay Science, which is an incredible, incredible name for a book. Happy Pride Month with that. But people have speculated. I tried to read like in context where the phrase comes from, also in Thus Spoke however you say that, and I couldn't make any sense of it, but people much smarter than me have said that back then he probably meant that it was about the death of the metaphysical in the world post-Enlightenment, that we are witnessing scientific and biological and all sorts of discoveries, astronomical discoveries that have made us abandon God and to some, the morality that surrounds God. That I have some issue with, but will not jump right into that. Anyways, it's really catchy, and it still works in this day and age. Do you think that Trent Reznor knew in this day and age, today in the year 2026, that a song he wrote probably about the Reagan and Bush administrations would still be even more relevant? It's kind of depressing. Thankfully, these next few tracks aren't quite so dark. We're probably going to end off on them. Some of my beloved Canadian power pop and indie pop, and even a little Indietronica, whatever that means, twee pop, if you want to go there. Deeply, deeply moody, and has a bit of a like Beautiful Losers attitude to it, and it's musically quite wacky, bit of kitchen sink, loud guitars, synthesizers, you name it, sounding like both Big Star and Stereolab at the same time. Kicking things off, probably to end this show, is I believe Nova Scotia's Plumtree with their version, the original version, mind you, of Scott Pilgrim, which came before the comics, but that's another Wikipedia deep dive for another day. After that, Half Nelson by Beached Out, also of the East Coast. Cootie Catcher with Quarter Note Rock, and then ending things off, we got Kiwi Jr. with Blowin' Up. Something I've been learning to take with you into the week, something I've been trying to teach myself, is the joy of not simply doing things for distraction, but out of intention, out of keeping your minds and hands busy in a meaningful way, in a way that gives your everyday meaning and joy and clarity. Of course, I, like everybody else, love doom scrolling. Love it, love it, love it. It has been eating away at my brain, I've noticed. So what have I been doing? I've been making lists. Love my notebook, love my pen. What was my most recent list? Summertime albums that make me feel like summertime. It's an ongoing list. I'll talk about it next time. What gives your day meaning? What do you do that gives your day meaning, your day clarity, maybe even purpose, but above all, joy and peace? It's different for everybody. Hope you figure that out. You've been listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. I'll catch you same time, same place next week, so don't touch that dial. This is Scott Pilgrim by Plumtree.
I'm not Here is an example of four foreigners.
the same. Rotation.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 17th to 21st. Presented by Service Credit Union, experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Joining Sled Island's previously announced guest curator, Clipping, is English chamber folk ensemble Black Country New Road, revered Canadian pop project Homeshake, renowned abstract rapper Billy Woods, LA synth punk Sextile, fuzzy indie rock outfit Feeble Little Horse, outlandish egg punk group Snooper, lo-fi post-punk duo Sweeping Promises, New York-based ambient pioneer Laraji, genre-bending dream pop artist Salami Rose Joe Lewis, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Black Market Provisions is a Winnipeg store like no other. They offer delicious, homemade, ready-to-eat food, giftware, and all-around cute and rad things you need to have in your home. Their curated collection ranges from housewares, pantry provisions, greeting cards, trinkets and treasures, and homemade food options ranging from soups and salads to cookies and ice cream. Bottom line is, they love food, feeding people, and finding fun things to share with folks. Owned by couple Angela and Alana, Black Market Provisions is located at 550 Osborne Street. You can order online for next day pickup or delivery from Tuesday to Saturday. Visit their website at blackmarketwpg.ca to place an order online today.
Si vous avez présenté une demande d'indemnisation pour des sévices subis dans un pensionnat indien, sachez que les dossiers de votre demande sont protégés. Ils seront détruits en septembre 2027, à moins que vous ne choisissiez de les conserver ou de les partager. Pour en savoir davantage, composez le numéro sans frais 1-877-635-2648 ou consultez le site